Back in June, Kenya's High Court froze Lomoro's accounts at the Cooperative Bank of Kenya after the Kenyan Assets Recovery Agency reported there were reasonable grounds to believe that the funds were direct from profits or proceeds obtained from a complex money laundering scheme. Lomoro strongly denied any involvement in money laundering, saying the money came from his salary, allowances, and rental income he earned from his property. On Tuesday, anti-corruption court judge Cecilia Githua lifted the freeze order on Lomoro's Kenya bank accounts without restrictions. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus exclusively from Nairobi, Kenya on Wednesday, Lomoro said the court's action has proven the allegations against him were politically motivated.
So I'm very happy that the court in Kenya acted independently and judiciously, respecting the rights of people, including non-Kenyans, and studying the case legally, professionally. And now that we've been cleared, we are very happy as a family and as a minister who was unduly targeted by international political campaigners.
Lomoro says the decision to freeze his accounts was uncalled for because he had more than 200 documents proving that the source of every penny in his accounts was legal.
Any intelligent person should work out all my salary to earn them, right? Leave alone the allowances I get when I'm traveling, leave alone the allowances I got when I was peace negotiating, leave alone my emoluments, my rights in the salary, and then leave alone the rents I get from the properties. I have properties that are being leased. I have houses that are being rented. And those have to document them, give them evidence.
The court ruled Tuesday that the Assets Recovery Agency was satisfied with the explanation provided by Lomoro on the source of funds. But Lomoro says the allegations of money laundering tarnished his image, and he and his family will track down those behind it.
All those cyber criminals and social media terrorists who are celebrating, should be ready for me. I'm coming for them. Nobody has the right to sit somewhere in New York and make judgment of you. So give them that right. And people will get quiet. They think we're stupid. They're not. For someone to wake up in the morning and receive calls from his wife, his brother, and his sister, but there's this thing circulating that they are accused of money laundering. Obviously, if you are not nothing, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
Lomoro says he will take the individuals who sanctioned him to the International Court of Justice. Lomoro is expected to return to Juba from Nairobi today and resume his duties as Cabinet Affairs Minister. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.